Remembering awareness. Or maybe you're already aware. Just in that momentum, in that flow of simple simple mind, the practice itself is simple, not a lot to do. Are you aware? Allowing awareness to recognize what is obvious in each moment. The more simple the awareness, the less there is expectation or complication or agendas, ideas about what should be, beliefs about how practice should look. The more simple the mind, the more is available to be seen. We don't get to decide what is happening. But a simple mind can fully open to what is happening. Sometimes with this simple, simple awareness, experience can be so different at different times. So Sometimes that simple mind might be seeing conditionality play out. An amazing interweaving of feeling, perception, knowing, and mind and body. Sometimes it's stunning how much and how complex the experience is revealed. It's just mind-blowing. But it's only a simple awareness that can see that amazing processes at play. And sometimes with a simple awareness, experience can seem very simple too. Just understanding. This is dukkha. Not a lot of detail, but just a clarity of recognizing reactivity and non-reactivity. Simple, simple discernment. Sometimes the experience with that simplicity of mind can just seem so ordinary. Sometimes we might distrust that, thinking if the experience is ordinary, must be missing something. And this is where it's useful to just be curious if, is there awareness? Awareness and wisdom will meet experience in so many different ways. Sometimes ordinary, sometimes very detailed and mind-blowing. We don't necessarily get to choose. It really is a accepting, receiving what is offered. The other amazing thing about this process, this simple mind meeting experience, it seems so almost transparent or something. And yet what it shapes, this process of curious attention, the natural unfolding of the release from reactivity over time. It's a process. And the strengthening or the development of love and wisdom, patience and joy, tranquility and equanimity, happiness. So the practice we do is this simple process of recognition with curiosity and allowing, and the effect it has on us. What it cultivates, what it releases, is so deeply nourishing, healing. Sometimes we can really feel that nourishment, that those qualities, that goodness. We don't have to try to have that goodness come about. It naturally comes along for the ride. Appreciating that goodness. Sometimes at the end of the day on a retreat, I would explore a little reflection practice as I was getting into bed. Just let myself review the day. Remember the beautiful qualities that were cultivated. Just remembering this day was spent encouraging mindfulness and wisdom, right there, two of the most wholesome qualities. And then maybe remembering or exploring, thinking, when there was a feeling of patience, of calm, of ease or happiness, generosity, confidence. Allowing letting your system appreciate the goodness of this day of practice. It's kind of like sharing the merit of the day of practice with yourself. Letting yourself steep in the good qualities. They're here. They can't not be here. We may delude ourselves into thinking they're not here sometimes, but in this work, in this field, with engaging, committing to being here, these wholesome qualities are here and they're growing. It's beautiful. And it happens quite naturally with this simple practice. Not much to do, just opening to. The opening lines of one of my favorite Dharma poems. Happiness cannot be found through great effort and willpower, but is already present in open relaxation and letting go. Appreciating the goodness.